Andy Cohen here, letting you in on the best-kept secret of cocktailing, Fresca Mixed. Classic Fresca taste, real spirits, zero sugar, and only 100 calories. Find the new Vodka Spritz variety pack or the Tequila Paloma near you at frescamix.com/buy.
Enjoy responsibly. Fresca is a trademark of the Coca-Cola Company. Fresca trademark makes 5% alcohol per volume vodka spritz, vodka with natural flavors and artificial sweeteners. Tequila Paloma, tequila with natural flavor. All products for 12 fluid ounce average analysis, 100 calories, 0 grams protein, 0 grams fat. Carbs range from 1.3 to 1.6 grams.
Action Park Media.
She want it, I can tell she want it. Want me to push up on it, for she know where I'm all on it. We get the party going, liquor flowing, this is fire. 50 in Jeremiah, number one, there's nothing higher. Get it, get it.
I see you, baby.
Work it, break it, break it.
Just put it down.
Get it, get it, put it down.
Welcome to Victory the Podcast. I am Doug Ellen.
I'm Kevin Dillon.
And I am Kevin Connolly. Unfortunately, those are sound bites. Doug Ellen, Kevin Dillon. Both not here today. Doug in the desert. Kevin is busy. We were kicking around what we were going to do for an episode, and it got me to thinking, you know, we're at, I want to say episode 170 or something of the podcast, and, you know, thinking back about some of the early days when we really didn't know anything about podcasting. So, you know, we were kind of learning on the fly, really, at the end of the day, and it was a lot. Nowadays, we come in, we sit down, we bang out these episodes, and everybody goes about their business. But back in the day, at the old studio on Robertson, I think we started off having a little too much fun with the Irish crickets. A lot of the times, before we start rolling, the microphones are open, so the microphones catch lots of off-show conversations, and some of that stuff is pretty funny. And then some episodes, we just couldn't bring ourselves to air at the time. Maybe I made some of those decisions because I didn't love how I came off in some of these episodes. But we're going to play some never-before-heard clips of episodes that ultimately did not make the air, mainly because I think they were alcohol-induced. Dave, you remember those days?
Oh, yeah. Lots of whiskey.
Right. We had the St. Paddy's Day one, which was a big one. And then I think we did a Cinco de Mayo. And Scotty, wasn't that one of your first days, the St. Paddy's Day episode?
Yeah, my initial interview was the same day as St. Patrick's Day, so you guys were all boozed up. It's probably why I got the job, to be honest
exactly,
with you.
Exactly, exactly. You fit right in with that one. But yeah, we were going through the folders today, and we were like looking at things that we didn't air, and I came across this one episode that we recorded, and I don't know, man. I think we were just pretty banged up, but I guess it's kind of funny, so I guess we're going to play the pretty much unedited version of the top half of an unreleased episode. Scotty, you have that queued up, right?
I do, yeah. It's a lot of booze talk and a lot of golf talk. I think those were your two things back then.
Very, very repetitive. All right, you know, we'll play it, and Scotty, if you see me waving my hand, we'll stop. And talk about something if anybody has any thoughts. So without further ado, an unreleased episode of Victory the Podcast.
All right, welcome to another episode of Victory the Podcast. I'm Doug Ellen.
I'm Kevin Dillon.
Kevin Connolly, no Irish crickets. I'm drinking a little whiskey right now.
Yeah, what do you got there?
It's just a little whiskey. A little whiskey. I like
it. Not a little whiskey. You got a lot of whiskey.
No. This is what it's funny, Doug. You posted that thing the other day, the video of us doing the Ficto celebration.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I took a lot of heat for my pours.
Well, you're a heavy pourer.
No, the idea was that I poured everybody else a little bit, and I had like a giant glass. But I go heavy ice in my whiskey, so it looks like it's more whiskey than it is.
Oh, so it's really just watered down.
It's watered down.
Whatever, dude. If you want to, if that's what you're going with,
if that's what
there's
you
a lot
say,
of whiskey in that glass.
I mean, listen, it's a healthy whiskey. It's the end of the day. We had a great day.
You're a grown man. If you want to have a little whiskey at the end of the day,
by the way, it's 2 o'clock.
It's not 2 o'clock.
What time is it?
No, it's about
it's
5.
Early. It's early. It's earlier than I thought. I'm
not trying to make you look bad. I mean,
it's 4:10 and you're on your fifth one.
No, not to mention, the other night I came home, I walk in the house and Zulai's like, wow, big drinking day at the office. I'm like, what are you talking about? She's like, I saw it on Instagram. I go, what? So what on Instagram? There it is.
By the way,
the video.
Wait a second. Why was I not invited to this whiskey party?
You weren't here.
Yeah, you didn't respond to the message. By the way, did you see Dylan panic that we wrote him out of outrage?
We had Charlie in. We had Charlie Sheen in.
Because I got to tell you.
I knew it.
But let's talk about some other things that are on. This weekend, Connolly, for some reason, I want to get into it. We talked about our battles and our fights.
Why weren't you talking to me this weekend?
I wasn't not talking to you this weekend.
Oh, you weren't. All right. I thought it was a
freeze. Oh, you guys didn't talk, huh?
I just, I mean, honestly, I...
You leave
really?
Me alone on the weekends?
No. I mean,
who got butt hurt again?
It wasn't me.
One of you two are always getting butthurt over something.
I had no issues. Literally this weekend, I really did. I put a lot of time into these animation things. We got it down to the wire. We got them finished literally at 1 o'clock in the morning before they were out at 10 a.m. Wow. the next day. I just turned my phone off, hung out with my girlfriend and my kids, and I didn't do anything. What?
Usually,
tell me what you were thinking.
Usually when you end when it's 8 o'clock at night and Doug ends a text with, I'm going to bed, it usually implies that he's slightly annoyed.
Oh, no. I wasn't annoyed at all.
You were
I saw that text. Yeah.
Well, you were on the text.
I was on that text. It didn't offend me.
No. I had the second shot. Connelly and I, which is funny. We're actually like at that point of like the married couple where you start reading into everything. I swear to God, Gary was on the text, Gary, our producer. So I deliberately just was like, hey, guys, if you need me, I'm good.
I'm going to sleep, but
no,
I'll be
it
there.
It wasn't like that. I swear to God, I was tired. I just didn't know what I didn't have anything to add.
All right, Scotty, can we pause right here for a second? First of all, the aggression levels in this episode are just up. Not to mention, you can hear the glass banging around in the whiskey glasses.
That's what I was going to say. I kept laughing. You can feel the swirling of the ice.
And it's just, I don't know, man. We're like, I know we're always on top of each other, but I think this episode, we're like next level on top of each other. And we're going to play the rest of the clip, but you'll see. We just go on and on and on and on, and we talk about golf. And I think it's pretty repetitive. I mean, I guess it's kind of funny. I know there's a pocket of people out there that would like this kind of thing, but to me it's just like we're just fired up, buzzed. I don't know, man. I listening to it now again, I'm kind of glad we didn't air this as an episode. I think it's okay now a couple years later, but just listening to the aggression levels are a little much for me. Let's keep it going. Listen to us drone on about golf courses for like 18, like I can't believe we didn't cut ourselves off. Go ahead, Scotty.
If you guys want to talk an episode.
I think you probably had a couple of edibles and you were going down.
It's called 20 milligrams, Doug.
But let me tell you, I had the vaccine shot on Thursday. I didn't really have any side effects, but I took edibles on Friday. And Friday night, I might have taken a little too many.
Wait a second. Wow. You had the shot when?
Thursday.
Second shot.
Second shot. Yeah. Had no side effects.
The second shot's usually worse than the first.
Yeah,
right?
I had zero
second
side effects.
Second shot's bad. It leveled me and Stocktip Dave was out on his feet.
But Friday night with the edibles, I was having some hallucinations and I thought I was having like a meltdown. So when we were talking, whatever
thought
that was.
You were having a meltdown.
I mean, I just was like.
This guy's been in a meltdown for 5 years.
No. I had no meltdown. I just said, if you need me, I'm here. If not, like there's nothing left to talk about. But we did have some exciting stuff. I'm doing a lot of things. I'm booking guests. Yeah. We got DK Metcalf coming on in 2 weeks.
Dylan, how excited are you about DK Metcalf?
Great.
Did anyone? Yeah. I mean, I want to talk to him about
huge
this.
Sports fans.
Did you see the play? Forgetting that he, in my opinion, is going to be the best receiver in the league this year. He may have been already last year. But the play where he ran, I don't remember who it was, but it was a top guy. He ran him down
just
from behind.
Him down, yeah.
No, but I mean, he was like 15 yards.
It was a pickoff, right?
It was a pick six, and he caught the guy.
Yeah.
So anyway,
is he a big guy, I'm guessing?
He's like 6'4", 2".
Wow.
I don't even know what. For a wide receiver, he's huge, and he's unbelievable with great hands. So I'm excited for that.
Did you say unbelievable with great hair?
Hands.
Oh, hands.
Jesus Christ. The whiskey on this guy.
He said he's unbelievable.
Well, his hair's not bad either.
No, he's hands. I'm jealous of his hands.
Me and Connelly are going golfing tomorrow.
What do you think of that, Doug?
Yeah. Are you jealous?
I'll tell you what I think about it. Okay. I think there's part of this world that the two of you think is just like leave me out of, which is fine. I don't
know.
Well, you're just not any good.
Wait a second. If you went to the range once in a while, we would love to have
you
out
there.
Thank you,
Dylan.
I just thought an invite would have been nice. I went to Gone, by the way, but an invite would have been nice.
Would you like to come, Doug?
I mean, by the way, you're going to the
Madison
Club.
And what would you do, right?
Which is my friend's place who built it.
By the way, we're probably only there because of your friend.
The Madison Club,
But, I mean, like, what would you just ride around in the golf cart and criticize my swing for 18 holes?
Dylan and I played lots of golf together. I'm not a criticizer.
No, let's do it.
What are we going to do to get you back in the game?
I'm ready to play golf.
Because you are the fucking game, bro.
Doug, go take a couple less. Take a lesson.
I need
hit
George
a
Gankis to put me out there again like
that's
the
ridiculous.
Old days.
Is that the guy that charges $1,000 an hour or whatever it is?
I mean,
Have you heard about this guy?
I mean, he's one of the great swing coaches in the country. I don't know what he charges, but
he wouldn't
charge me $1,000 an hour.
There's a guy that charges like $1,000 an hour.
I don't think George charges that. Maybe he does.
I think he's the guy.
He wouldn't charge me that.
Is he like the top? Well, who are you?
I mean, he's the one who taught me for the Gretzky day 10 years ago when we played golf.
The guy that said you had a natural swing.
George will tell you that I have a natural swing.
Yeah, really. He's like, oh,
Dylan,
my God.
Please.
This guy
please
is like butter.
Okay. Wait, let me.
He was getting good back in the day. And then you just stopped playing.
All right, but can we just talk? Let me have a second, uninterrupted second. I never ever played golf growing up. I started playing. We played together the first time with Wayne Gretzky,
you know,
which
was
a fucking fiasco. But then Dylan and I started playing. I'm not asking if I started scoring low, but I have a good natural swing.
No, you were playing like bogey golf,
but
which is pretty good.
Forgetting scoring, I have a nice looking swing. Can you tell me?
Yeah, yeah.
Let's.
You do have a nice swing.
Because I'm taller than Connelly.
If you still remember it.
And longer than Connelly.
It's
more powerful than Connelly. And
I will destroy you on the golf course right now. And Dylan, you're in trouble tomorrow.
What? I'm in trouble?
There's 0% chance I would beat you in golf, obviously, right now.
Yes,
but I'm just talking
about zero chance that I'm in trouble tomorrow. I will destroy him.
We'll see.
We will see.
Get you out on a desert.
The last
course.
Time I played was with you 2 months
That's
ago, and I will still destroy you.
I played with James Worthy, big game James yesterday.
Did you?
Yeah, yeah.
How'd you play?
Not as good as James.
No, James is.
I saw him. He's decent.
He's good. He's good. He's better than me, but he's a better basketball player.
Most are.
He's a better athlete, I would say.
Hey, Scotty, you know what? Scotty, press pause, because you know what? I just got to get this off my chest. I want to give Doug a call, so wait here 1 second.
Hey, it's Doug. What's happening? I can't come to the phone right now. Please leave a message. I'll get back to you as soon as I can.
Hey, Doug. Sorry you couldn't come to the phone. Yeah, we're just here recording the podcast. I'm guessing that you're probably on the pickleball court, and I wanted to remind you and confirm that you are wearing your Mizzen and Main shirt, because I know you like your Mizzen and Main shirt when you play pickleball. They're the inventors of the performance fabric dress shirts, all right? Custom dress shirts, lightweight, breathable, moisture wicking. It's Mizzen and Main. They're really, really, really super comfortable. Obviously, Doug, you know that after pickleball, you don't got to take your shirt to the dry cleaners. You don't wait online, pay a gazillion dollars. You take your Mizzen and Main shirt and you put it in the washing machine. All right, that's what you do. That's what I've been doing. I have a dinner meeting after we record this podcast tonight, Doug, so I will take off my crappy t-shirt that I'm wearing. I'll put on my Mizzen and Main shirt and I'll look cool going to Dantana's. So if you want the best cold weather clothing this holiday season, check out Mizzen and Main. Right now, if you go to mizzenandmain.com and use promo code VICTORY, you'll receive $35 off any regular price order of $125 or more. That's $35 off when you go to MIZZENANDMAIN.com and use the promo code VICTORY. You got that, Doug? Sorry to leave that on your answer machine. Call us back. Hopefully we're still recording. All right, we couldn't get Doug. I guess we should go back. I don't know how much longer I can sit through this, but let's see us drone on for a little while longer, I guess, before we go to the next piece. What's your swing, Doug? Pretty?
I have a very nice swing. God. I'll send you videos. I have a nice swing. I'm not saying I'm a good scorer.
Hit the ball straight a couple times.
You know what? I remember that one time. You know, it's so frustrating because I wish it was all on tape. I wish everything in my life was on tape. But one time, I was with Tommy Armour and Dave Katz, I believe in Cabo, at another Discovery Land place that I've taken you guys to. Which
another Michael Melman golf course?
Another Michael Melman golf course. But
great guy.
Tommy Armour, and I remember he called Wahlberg, actually. He said, Doug Ellis here is going to drive.
A beautiful swing.
I said on the phone, I'm putting this down the pipe, and I'm not joking, down the center, whether it was 230, okay, maybe it wasn't that long.
180.
Down the center. 180. Definitely wasn't 180 or anything.
It's my 7-iron.
Connolly's probably like, Connolly goes deep with Larry like 140.
No, but I will say, straighter is better.
Yeah. Yeah,
listen, you're better 180 in the middle of the fairway than 240 in the fucking, on the other tee.
Especially
other
at your club.
But I think you can see what the guy does already. I haven't played golf in 4 years and he's already trying to antagonize me. It's almost like he's a little like, he's like Jake Paul. He likes to irritate try to get you fighting.
Competing.
But I can't compete
Jake
with
Paul and
golf
I
right
compete.
Now.
Dylan doesn't know who Jake Paul is.
I do. I do now.
You do now.
But I think we need to talk about this. Let's talk about your golf game tomorrow. What are you giving Connelly 2 strokes a hole? What's happening?
No,
I wouldn't give him 2. I'd give him maybe a stroke a hole.
Well, I
don't think so now.
I have some info.
Yeah.
So what's your handicap currently?
Well, I haven't been posting,
are you an 8, 9?
It says I'm a 7, but I'm not. I'm probably close to a 9 or
all right.
10.
So we're going to put you in at whatever handicap you're comfortable with.
What are you, Connelly?
17. I'm a 17.3. And
so I'll give you strokes.
Are you playing from the blacks or is that from the ladies?
We're playing with him from the blues, bro.
He'll be playing
the young men.
He'll be on the red tees.
but we're playing We're on opposite teams tomorrow. But you
we are.
Yeah, you got to
go.
By
the way, I thought we were together, bro.
Dylan,
we're together in the car.
There's zero chance you guys don't have a fight tomorrow. Look at how angry he is.
I will toss him a beating.
I mean, I want to know. Let's stop the bullshit. We should have. Let's stop the bullshit. What's the handicap going into this, and what are we? I want to put some money on this.
Who are we playing? I mean, we're.
So we're playing with the gentleman that owns Golf Made Me Do It and his buddy, who was the assistant pro at Augusta. Now, he's a two.
Ooh, that's a good connection.
That's a good connection.
That's a good connection.
I'll tell
he's
you.
A two.
He's
the
a
guy
two. Who owns Golf Made Me Do It, I think I've DM'd with him. I wasn't invited again. This is like Saudi Arabia
because
all over
he
here.
Heard you stink.
But
he
so
heard,
what?
He heard.
I'm pleasant to be on
come
a golf
course. Come with us, Doug.
Yeah, but you make it an odd
I will
number.
Come by and pick you up.
In his car. Wow. Dylan's yes. getting picked
you know,
up.
This is a lot different than the invite I got for Connolly's baby shower, by the way, where he said, hey. Call me the last minute. He goes, if you feel like coming, it's
Dylan,
fine.
I didn't even get an invite. Back me up on this one.
Yeah, I mean, he knew you were. He was doing you a favor by saying
thank
that.
Thank you.
I mean, you don't want to go to a baby shower.
You wouldn't
bro.
Have come anyway.
Number one, I would have come. Number two,
thank
the
God
favor
I,
is,
and I'm
the
glad
favor
I
is to say you're not invited, not guilt you into going, am I supposed to come now? I don't know. Anyway.
You know. There was.
I should have called Zulu.
You should have went to the range instead of like yeah. complaining about not going to the baby
forget
shower.
The baby shower. Try
go to the range once a
hit
month.
Hit a bucket of balls yeah. while you're at it.
I just
start with
a
small
bucket so you don't get too
bro.
Sore.
Work on the short game.
Is there a bet on this thing tomorrow?
No, but he did ask me that, and I don't think it's going to be like a money bet. I mean, I'm happy to take your money. I mean, look, here's the good thing. Here's the good thing about golf. Like, you play to your handicap, right?
Yeah.
I put my scores in.
The thing is, I have not been posting. So you have a legit handicap.
I
right
have
now.
A legit handicap.
Uh-oh,
yeah.
Dylan sounds nervous.
I haven't played in 2 months, and then it was 2 months before that, and then 2 months. I mean, I played like four times in the last.
Are you going to pick up balls, or are you going to finish out?
I mean, listen, here's the truth. For me, I'm not competing. I want to see what I shoot at the club.
It's a great club.
So I am playing against myself.
But the Madison
if
Club
I happen
is,
to mow down
course.
Dylan yeah. and I'm, the Augusta guy while I'm at it.
The Madison Club is a real course.
I remember
but
playing
is it a
there.
Hard course?
Do you remember Michael Melman invited us out there, flew us on a private jet with Mark Wahlberg, and I think Jerry
I wasn't
came. I don't know if you
golf.
Were
golf. That's what I'm
they
saying.
They were walking around giving
these
us like lobster on the golf course.
It was
amazing.
Every three holes
the
is a comfort
so,
station.
Yes, the comfort station.
The Madison Club is one of the greatest places in the world.
It is unreal.
And you guys are going to have a great time, but it's a real course. Like professional
but,
golfers
but
play
mean,
out
like,
there.
Is it, is
I'm
it,
a member at Wingfoot, bro. Maybe you've heard of that.
Have you heard of
the U.S. Open? Have you ever seen the U.S. Open?
Wingfoot's been open a minute longer than the Madison Club.
I'm not knowledgeable enough to tell you how hard it is, but professional golfers, I've played there with Phil Mickelson.
But is there a lot of water? Are there hazards? Like what?
There's
what
hazards,
am I
but I don't remember a lot of water.
What am I worried about there?
I mean, it's
the desert. The desert. You don't want to miss the fairways.
Right. You're in the dirt and you're in the cactuses and you're in trouble.
I just don't think it's your club. I think your club is giving you a little false confidence. Guys, it's all about confidence when it's time for sex. Am I right? And what's a better confidence booster than a fun round with your partner, all courtesy of the chewables from BlueChew.com? What's BlueChew.com? BlueChew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but in chewable form and at a fraction of the cost. And now they also have Vander Nalfi mint flavored chewables with the active ingredients in Levitra and Staxin, so you can stay hard and fresh. Blue Chew's tablets help men achieve harder, stronger erections to combat all forms of ED, erectile dysfunction, which is nothing to be ashamed of, even though I don't have it. Blue Chew is an online prescription service, so no visits to the doctor's office, no awkward conversations, and no waiting in line at the pharmacy, and it ships right to your door in a discreet package. The process is simple. Sign up at BlueChew.com, consult with one of their licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you'll receive your prescription within days. The best part? It's all done online. Blue Chew's licensed medical providers work with you to find the right ingredients and strength for your prescription. Don't like swallowing pills? No problems here. Blue Chew's tablets are made in the USA and they prepare and ship direct, so it's cheaper than a pharmacy. So if you could benefit from an extra confidence when it's time to perform, visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. And don't forget the special deal for our listeners. Try Blue Chew free when you use our promo code VICTORY at checkout. Just pay $5 shipping. That's BlueChew.com, promo code VICTORY to receive your first month free. Wow.
My club is very difficult.
It's pretty difficult,
there?
Yeah.
Okay.
If you miss the fairway... You're screwed. You're in the
what's
bramble.
Your club again?
Mountain Gate.
Right. I don't know enough about like difficulty of golf courses. I know Madison is absolutely stunning.
Yeah, Madison's going to be way tougher than your club.
You think? Yeah. Listen, I shot a tournament 92, which that means
that's great.
You're out of bounds.
Had to putt them all.
There's nothing. There's no mulligans.
No gimmies.
No gimmies. You putt it out. And a 92 with under pressure is pretty good. I was happy.
Very impressed. Right. If you shoot a 92 at the Madison Club, I'll be amazed.
Yeah.
I'll be more than amazed.
People tell me that James Worthy's, you might know him, a couple finals MVP and three titles. He said that
you have a natural
Mountain Gate will prepare you for a tougher club. For an easy, for,
by the way, well, can we get,
because the accuracy is so important.
There's no good lies at Mountain Gate.
Can I just say one thing?
I think I shot a pretty good number when I was there with you.
Yeah, you played good. You had a good round.
This is exactly like when I went out with you guys, first time playing golf with Wayne Gretzky, and I was convinced, I could go out to Sherwood Country Club, one of the tougher courses that they play at the U.S. Open.
Sherwood.
Yeah.
I would leave right now and play 18.
Let's get out of here.
Well, first of all, I can get you on Bel Air with Chris Case.
Let's call Wayne.
Which is incredible. Bel Air is one of the best courses.
Let's call Wayne and redo that.
John, our office assistant, is a caddy at Bel Air.
Yeah.
Wonder what he thinks about Chris Case. He
wants to play Tuesday, next Tuesday.
One thing we got to talk about that nobody, these two guys, here's what this podcast is. It's me, who's a behind the scenes hack writer, and these two fucking Golden Globe nominated actors. And I can't get these guys to promote. So will you guys?
What are you talking about?
I want you guys out there. So are you going to get some content on the golf course?
Oh, no, we're wearing wires, bro.
What
GoPro.
You are you trying to catch Dylan in a crime?
Yeah, I'm like, hey, so where are you left?
You're going to be wired?
No, they're shooting.
What is happening here? I know nothing about this.
We didn't want to make you feel bad.
Are you getting fucking paid for this?
Yeah.
I'm such a loser. Nobody fucking talks to me about anything.
We have to wear a wire for the front nine and video. And
then we can have fun.
And then the wires come off. But I got to be honest. The guy was like, hey, if you're down to like, you know, bet some real money. I was like, all right, whoa, bro. Let's see. Well, let me look, check you out on the range first before I start.
I'm not betting anyone I don't know. This guy's hustling.
I will smash his face in.
To get the two handicap?
With a 17.3 handicap.
Can
I tell
you,
well,
everybody's seeing it real quickly. Conley has a couple of sips of his very watered down alcohol, and now he's ready to smash someone's
no,
face.
No, I'm
in.
Saying. I,
a two handicap.
Let me
he
tell
wants
you
to take him down.
But I get strokes on almost every hole, and my game feels good right now.
Can I give you a little Madison Club story? Because the first Madison Club, I think it was member tournament. Anyway, I really had not played golf. So I was like,
really?
You?
No, but can you listen? I won the fucking tournament, guys.
Nice. Please.
Okay?
Nice.
Okay?
Please.
Look in the fucking lobby. I won the first tournament. Okay.
Tell me you're on a trophy.
I don't know if I'm on a trophy or what. They gave me a Madison Club iPad. There were a couple of people who accused me of sandbagging.
You're a sandbagger.
I didn't even want to play. I was like, I don't want to come. People used to like me back then. They wanted me there.
We should wait for Jerry to tell this story, but we can't wait. Dylan, were you there when Michael Bolton confronted Jerry for winning the Pro-Am?
Michael Bolton?
I heard that he thought that Jerry was sandbagging.
Listen,
Michael Bolton is a great
singer.
Guy. Yeah.
Michael Bolton, the singer, is a very good golfer.
And he's a good golfer. Really good.
He's a really good golfer. But the truth of the matter is, the better you are at golf, when your handicap is that low, you have to play to your handicap.
Yeah,
Jerry had a 20 handicap, and he shot a decent round, and he won the tournament.
He shot like low 80s.
Michael Bolton give him a smack?
Michael Bolton said, got in his face, I think.
Whoa.
Right? Or like said, I want to see your
index card.
Jerry will kick the shit out of him.
Not that he wouldn't have anyway, but I think this was a little earlier.
He misjudged me. He was a little heavier, Jerry.
Right. Maybe season 2, season 3.
It's like when we misjudge Jerry's basketball skills.
Jerry's basketball skills.
Very good.
But Jerry's a good athlete.
But apparently,
strong kid too.
But at the time, Jerry was just getting going. But that's what happens when you're getting going. Your handicap might say one thing, but if you shoot around,
he just had a great round.
Jerry shot a good round with a 20 handicap. Yeah. He won the tournament.
Well,
I understand where Michael Bolton was coming from too.
Well, also,
Michael's
too.
Like, how does a guy who's a 20 handicap shoot, you know, an 81?
But also too, you know, Jerry, but also too, Jerry didn't have, you have to put scores in. Like, I have an official handicap.
Yeah.
You have to log 20 scores before the California Golf Association says this is your handicap. Because if you and I are gonna bet on golf, I could plunch you in and go, boom, 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 here's your handicap.
Yeah. Right? I'm still stuck with my handicap being a seven from when I used to post all the time.
I don't like this, Dylan.
Dylan is totally fucking trying to get out of this tomorrow.
No. I just know that
here's the problem with Dylan.
My swing doesn't hold up if I don't play golf.
Yeah, but your short game swing holds up, and that's the most important.
Look at how he talks about golf now. The guy's been playing for 4 months. He thinks he's
good,
fucking
man.
Arnold Palmer. How do you know?
Because I played with him. Two months ago.
I wasn't invited to that.
2 months ago.
I average it.
I told you you could caddy for us.
I'm a 92. You got strong shoulders. I have it. I have documentation. I'm an average of a 92 on a really hard course.
All right. Well, I have never submitted a score, but at the Madison Club, whatever this tournament was back
in
the day.
Can you get me a lesson with that guy?
100%.
For not $1,000.
I will pay for it. George Gankis, I will pay for your lesson. If he's $1,000, that's a little funny.
I was going to say, Scotty, stop real quick. Shout out Doug. Doug did, in fact, come through and get me a 1 hour lesson with George Gankis.
Oh, wow.
So, Doug, he said it, but he did come through.
Which is all you need anyway when you're taking a golf lesson. Don't ever take it out.
Like, all I'm saying is that if this guy is charging that amount of money, he's got to be doing something right. If
George, he's one of the best in the world. I don't know.
$1,000 an hour, bro.
I never, I don't know that. I
heard it's something astronomical, something like what? Right.
I will pay whatever his rate is. I will pay for you to get the thing.
15 minutes. I don't want 15 minute lesson.
I don't want any more abuse about golf until someone's ready to get on a pickleball court with me and take a plastic ball to the face.
I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm going to play.
We got to get you up to the house with the guys. You're my guy. My buddies that play, you're my ringer.
Oh, God,
I'm going to bring
please.
You in. I know.
He
no,
is.
No.
I'll
a
play
ringer.
With them lefty. But, I mean, I play with some.
You'll play with your iPhone like you did with me.
Do you remember
ping
that ping pong?
You embarrassed me in front of the whole crew.
I beat Dylan in ping pong with him. But by the way.
With a BlackBerry. Listen, it wasn't even an iPhone.
I was always a good, slow Jewish athlete. The hand-eye skills are all there. The jump shot was money. The passing skills were always good. I just wasn't fast. You don't have to be fast on a golf course, okay?
No, you don't. I mean, look, nothing would make me happier than for you to be into golf because it'd be like, hey, I'm playing. Yeah. I want you.
Yeah.
I want
Join
you
a club.
Win. Please.
I was a member of Brentwood.
I loved
lost it.
It
in a divorce.
We used to play all the time.
Do you lose a golf membership in a divorce?
It was her membership.
Yeah, I mean, listen, wow. it was
from her.
By
family,
the way, our divorce were perfect, and she's the best, and she'll let me show up there. She doesn't want to play golf with me either. Nobody right. likes golf.
She's like, sure, Doug, take the Kevins out to Brentwood, whatever. Put it on the tab.
She loves us, at least.
She does.
She definitely likes me. I know she loves
both of you
I love
guys.
Melissa.
So, well, anyway, I think this is exciting. We didn't get to talk about some of the things I wanted to talk about. Do you know what I did this weekend?
What's that?
I watched, he doesn't think I was talking to him, but I was I was very nervous about the second vaccination because Connolly was hit
sick.
Hard.
And so is Stockton Dave. Wow.
Yeah, so I was very nervous about it. I watched the entire first season of The OC. Have you ever seen that show?
All right. We got to stop that right there. I don't know. All right, let's take a quick poll. Do you think that was airable, Scotty? Did we jump the gun back then? Should we have aired that?
You know, I think it's very airable. I think you guys went on a little long about the golf stuff. I mean, who wants to hear about rich guys brag about their country clubs? But I thought it was a decent opening.
Did you get that vibe? Was it rich guys bragging about their country clubs?
Dylan starts talking about eating lobster on a golf course. And
yeah.
I don't know.
Doug is talking about, who knows? What do you think, Dave? Dave, well, you're a country club snob, so you don't. It's totally normal for you. You're right, though, Scotty. That's a fair point. This is a good story that I know we want to run this clip because this is now that we're moved into the Beverly Studios. And this is for sure, in my opinion, the most awkward moment that we've had at the Beverly Studio. The Eli Manning thing. There was the thing with Doug where Eli and Peyton were going to do the Entourage episode. And they kind of screwed Doug over at the last minute. And Brady and Wahlberg stepped in. And everybody knows that story. So Doug obviously was not a fan. You know, Doug's a vocal guy when he doesn't like something. But it was really more just banter more than anything else. Doug and Dylan are both diehard Giants fans. I love Eli Manning, but like, I don't need to be on Eli Manning's podcast. It was Kevin Dillon's idea for us. Scotty, were we going to do a home and away?
Yeah, that's exactly what was going to happen.
Right. We're supposed to do the show. And then Kevin and I, as it turns out, we're at Chelios' golf tournament in Chicago. So we get on the phone and we basically beg like, oh, dude, we're so sorry. We're committed to this charity event, which is true. And is there any way we can push it to the next weekend? So Eli and those guys were kind enough to go, great. You know, that's fine. We'll do it next weekend. And Dylan is at another golf tournament. Okay. Dylan is the one that rescheduled it. I love Dylan, but he reschedules it. And I think we're recording on Sunday morning. And on Saturday night, Dylan calls me and he's in, you know, wherever he was, he's up in wine country. And, you know, we're recording the podcast, that we're recording Eli's podcast at 11, and Dylan is in wine country, and he says, the plane leaves at 9, I'll be on the ground by 10, and I'll be at the studio by 11 o'clock. Now, at that point, there's no reason to get Doug all wound up and upset. I know Doug is going to do nothing but stress out, so I opt not to tell Doug the night before. Why ruin his sleep? Let Doug get a good night's sleep, and we'll figure it out tomorrow, because at that point, what's done is done. Now, Scotty, you're talking to Eli's guy at this time, right?
I am, yeah. I'm talking to his producer, and like you had said, we had canceled on him already. I told him that Dylan may be a little bit late, but that it should go off seamlessly.
Right. So we're all sitting here, and we bust out the Kevin Dillon cardboard cutout, which, my goodness, have we squeezed every ounce of content out of that cardboard cutout? I mean, Jesus. I mean, every time we would get into a situation, we would just put the cardboard cutout in Dillon's seat, and it was funny. But on this day, I don't think it was that funny. Okay, so we're sitting there, and Scotty is trying to stall Eli's guys. Right now, keep in mind, Doug and Eli have not spoken. Dylan is the best thing about Dylan is that Dylan is the kind of guy that you want there to smooth out an awkward situation, right? Dylan is not going to let this interview get awkward with Doug and Eli and all that kind of stuff, and we need Dylan in this interview.
Well, if you remember correctly, too, we were going to run the script from the episode of where Eli was supposed to be in it, and it's really Dylan and Eli going back and forth.
Right, we had a whole thing planned out, and we're in here, and the cameras are up, and the texts are flying back and forth between Scotty and Eli's producer, and we're sitting there, and Dylan is like, I landed, and he's complaining about different people that were late to get on the plane, that caused the plane to be late. So, you know, it just finally comes the point where Eli's guys go, fuck it, let's do the episode, let's fire it up, and it's me and Doug and a cardboard cutout of Kevin Dillon, and it was just so awkward.
It's kind of legendary.
I don't know, man. It was just so awkward. Awkward enough to where Eli never did our podcast.
You have to remember that Eli's a super busy guy, so he had like a one-hour window to bang this out with you guys.
Right. This was the situation, and you know, there's nothing worse than like trying to... Could you imagine Dylan driving from like whatever airport, Burbank Airport,
speeding
over the hill trying to get here, because he wanted to be here for Eli. But we were really hoping, really, really, really hoping that at some point during the interview, Dylan was going to explode into the room, and it would be like good content, and that would be all good. But for me, I was uncomfortable because of the Doug and Eli of it. So this just happened in real time, and we just had to play through it best we could. But let's run back the clip of Doug, myself, and a cardboard cutout of Kevin Dillon on Eli Manning's podcast.
But now we got to introduce from one of the all-time great series ever, from Entourage, we have the stars Kevin Connolly, Kevin Dillon, and the creator Doug Ellen. Boys, thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah. Thank you, guys. What's going on?
Hey, listen, but before we get started, and everybody just ignore the fact that Kevin Dillon is frozen right now. He'll be joining us shortly. I feel like we need to do some sort of like virtual hug right now, and we need to clear the air between Doug and Eli, because apparently Eli big-timed you a few years back. So I just want to like set the table right now, clear the air. Doug, whatever you got to say, Eli, let's hug it out.
Let's talk about it.
You know, listen, Eli, as he, now, yeah. I think he's going to get right back there in about 5 minutes. But, you know, hopefully Eli remembers it like this. But after they won the Super Bowl, which Kevin and I were at that game.
Dylan was there, too, and he was not frozen. He was actually there in person.
He was also late to that game as well, though. But Eli called me and said he wants to be on the show. And I said, of course you're on the show. And I wrote a script. And then I called a few times, and Eli never called me back. So anyway, it's been
I called you back. Wow. I called you back. You wanted to shoot in June, but right in the middle of practice, you're like, hey, I thought it was going to be like a one-day deal. Like, I show up on a Friday afternoon shoot, and I'm out. And you're like, no, I need you here Monday to Friday. I'm like, I can't miss 4 days of practice to come be on Entourage. Like, you know,
we got Tom Brady. He missed that practice, and he got five more Super Bowls since then.
Listen, Eli,
he didn't go to off-season workouts.
if I can shed some light on it, in Doug's defense, what happens is, you know, they don't just – these guys were never able to just, like, kick these scripts out, right? So it takes a few months. So it was a few months of work, right, Doug? Kind of – that you felt out the window at the time.
Listen,
which is why you were upset.
Listen, I don't even want to rehash because the fact that I'm getting to talk to Eli, who is the Super Bowl winning quarterback of my favorite team twice. I know, Kevin. We were
I'm a Dolphins fan, so I wasn't nearly as offended. Eli.
But by the way, I'm there is no animosity about it at all. I'm glad I get to talk to you. And, you know, David Deal's my boy. So, you know, we can all hug it out. And, you know, we have the original script, though, which I wanted you to read with Dylan so we could compare your performance to Tom Brady. But Dylan is on a fucking plane somewhere or something.
He's here. No, he's in route. He's in route. But we don't want to rattle.
Why didn't you get Sean O'Hara? Why didn't you get Sean O'Hara to be the bodyguard? Because he's only 6'1", so you didn't look like a bodyguard. Is that the problem?
Possibly.
Deal, so, right? Yeah. He was our bodyguard. Yeah. The gloves.
I don't know if I could remember all those lines.
Deal was great, and he really, you know,
there's nobody messing with us that day. That's sure.
So
Kevin, I remember seeing you after many wins, Giants wins over at One, the bar in the city. You know, that was a hot spot for us on Sunday nights. We shared a few adult beverages, I believe.
We did. We had a couple beers. I remember at one point you were like, "Hey, E, will you grab me a beer?" And I was like, "You know what? It's Eli Manning, right? There's certain people where you don't mind being called by your character name." But yeah, we had some good times at that spot. Long time ago. Time flies.
That was a long time. Hey, Doug, I know, like, originally, you know, the show for Entourage, it was kind of dark, right? It was, like, a little different. A lot of the executives gave the notes, like, hey, you got to make this more fun.
Yeah.
You know, that was a good note. What were some of, like, the worst notes or advice or suggestions the executives ever gave you?
Well, the worst one was when they didn't think we could cast Vince, and they said, you know, why don't we just, like, show his feet all the time? So, like, these guys would hang out with someone, and you would never see him, which I thought was pretty ridiculous.
Yeah, they like, the camera would just be, like, over his shoulder, and you would just see, like, the back of the head or, like, his foot or something, which would have been a terrible idea, and the show would have went nowhere in a hurry.
I'm happy to welcome an amazing new sponsor, although they're not that new anymore. Hopefully you've been listening and wearing your Sheath underwear. I have. Have you or your friends had trouble finding comfortable underwear? Underwear that's focused on your comfort with no chafing, no sticking, no drama, Kevin Dillon, and designed so that everything fits exactly where it should, if you know what I mean. If yes, then you have to try Sheath underwear. It all starts with Sheath's dual pouch system, a concept that was developed by the company's founder after enduring a summer in Iraq, day after day of triple digit heat and unbearable chafing and discomfort. Founder and CEO Robert Patton felt there had to be a better way, and now there is. When I first saw it, I thought, this is genius. My friends tell me all you do is put them on and gravity handles the rest, and it does. The dual pouch comfortably cradles you just like a hammock for your family jewels, and don't forget to check out our newest additions, the Bamboo 5 and the Mesh Boxer Brief. I'll be wearing these in my pickleball tournament against Drew Brees next week. That means added comfort, added performance, and added mobility. It's a whole new world of comfort and performance, and Sheath underwear is all about supporting shows like ours, supporting free speech. So make sure to give Sheath underwear a try. Go to sheathunderwear.com now and use the promo code VICTORY to receive 20% off today. That's sheathunderwear.com today and use the promo code VICTORY for 20% off.
And Kevin, eventually you became, like, you started directing some episodes, right, at some point during the show. How did that, you know, relationship?
Yeah, how'd that happen?
Doug, kind of, how did that handle?
You know, you got to get the approval from the boss. But Doug will tell you, we did have one incident. And in my episode that I was directing, we were shooting at Yankee Stadium. And conveniently, they couldn't work out my acting schedule to let me, I'm a big Yankee fan, to fly out and shoot at Yankee Stadium. So Doug had to fill in for me on my directing duties. Yeah. So we got off. I unfriended him on Facebook.
Yeah, you want to talk about a fight? He wouldn't talk to me of that. But imagine, Eli, basically, imagine Deal wanted to play quarterback. And you were like, yeah, why not? So I let Connelly quarterback a little bit.
Yeah, that wouldn't have ended very well. Well, it's funny to us. I remember, you know, it being in, whether it was training camp or in the season, and we couldn't wait for the next episode to air on HBO of Entourage. We were all locked in. We couldn't wait for it. And I do have one question about the length of the show. It was like 22 minutes, and I always felt like, man, why isn't this show an hour? Did you guys ever contemplate, or was there ever any pushback to, like, make it a longer show?
No, I mean, to be honest with you, the episodes were anywhere from 19 minutes to close to 30, so they varied in length, but it was my goal to always want people, when it ended, to go, I want more. So I never wanted to bore people. Hopefully we didn't do that, so, you know, but it was meant to be as fast as possible.
The other thing, too, that's one of the benefits of being on a cable show. So whatever it works best at, right? And if you look at even some of the hour shows, they're not always an hour, right? A lot of times, you know, Homeland, for example, which was a favorite show of mine, you know, it theoretically is an hour, but a lot of episodes would be 48 minutes or 45 minutes. So it really is. That's one of the benefits. It can be up to, because if you're on a network show, it's got to be an exact number. Here, it would be whatever it works best at is the episode. And like Doug said, it's always better to keep them wanting more, I guess. But yeah, it did feel short sometimes.
And what were some of your favorite moments from the show? Just those iconic moments, you think?
I mean, my favorite things are kind of those memories of things that we were lucky enough to have happen. Shooting at Yankee Stadium, I had my kids and all my friends there, and we kind of owned Yankee Stadium. U2 concerts, getting Bono to, you know, say happy birthday to whatever this character's name is that is not with us.
By the way, Doug is very mad at Kevin Dillon right now, guys. He's hiding it, but he's very upset.
I mean, it just, you know, it is. I think he's paying you back, Eli, though. I think that's what the plan was. He's getting you back. You know, it's like when Ron Artest, you know, when the guys jumped in and took his defense. I think Dillon is taking my back here. I don't know what else to say.
But, you know, guys, we do a lot of super cool things, whether it was shooting at the Laker games or, you know, we went to Cannes. We shot at Sundance. So the special moments that I remember were us being able to do some unique things that other shows just didn't have the, you know, the flexibility to do. So we got to do some real super cool stuff. And a lot of stuff was on the fly. You know, I don't know if you guys saw the U2 episode, but they come to us and they're like, so between songs 2 and 3, Bono was going to say happy birthday, Johnny Drama. And I was like, what? I'm like, guys, he's doing a show at the Staples Center. He is going to forget. It is not going to happen. And lo and behold, man, between the second and third song, it just kind of happened. So it's pretty wild.
All right, guys, here we got a little special part of the segment. This is called the no huddle. This is the 2-minute drill. So we're going to put a clock. We got 2 minutes. I'm going to ask a question between Sean and I. We're going to ask questions. You got to give a fast answer. Whoever wants to answer it, just go, and we'll go rapid fire here.
Okay.
All right, so number one, what were some alternate titles for the show, if any?
The Entourage.
Yeah, that's it, The.
All right. Here we go.
All right, listen, when the movie came out, did you guys ever have a plot for, like, a sequel?
Yeah, I mean, they were demanding that I write the script for the sequel, and I said I wasn't going to write it until we saw how the first one opened, which, unfortunately, it did not.
The rest is history.
This one's for Kevin Dillon.
I'll answer for him.
Yeah, what's your favorite Johnny Drama line?
Mean was when I made Jess. No.
victory. How about that, Kevin?
Yeah, victory. Yeah, by the way, there's a Brawl. Kevin Dillon has a few.
Brawl.
yeah, maybe. Not PG.
All right, Doug, this is for you. Yeah. Larry David or David Chase?
Ooh.
Larry David. Larry David's my idol. I love David Chase. Big storyline.
You walked right. You walked right into that answer. One, bro.
Are we a family feud right now? Into it. Number one answer.
All right, for both of you, what guest actor that you only booked for one show was so good that you had to write more episodes for them?
Oh, Emmanuel.
Billy Walsh.
Reese Coiro played Billy Walsh. I mean, we had a bunch that would come in. Carla Cugina. You know, there were just a lot of actors would come on and be so good.
Seth Green.
I mean, not to be an asshole, but Tom Brady.
Tom Brady is a big.
We brought him back for the movies.
Movie, a couple episodes.
Don't you think it's ironic that he was okay with missing practice to come on the show and then he lost the Super Bowl that year?
Wow.
So maybe we did something for Eli as well. So.
There you go.
Thank you.
Thank you, Eli, for going to practice.
All right. What is Queens Boulevard actually about?
That's a good question, but it was loosely kind of inspired. Rob Weiss was the inspiration for this Billy Walsh character. He made a movie called The Monk's Friends in the early 90s that was a big hit at Sundance. So it was kind of supposed to be a little bit like that, which was kind of, you know, Goodfellas kind of thing.
But I have a theory because while I love Adrian, he's not, doesn't strike me as the street guy. So I always thought maybe Queens Boulevard was a romantic comedy, quietly.
In black and white.
A black and white romantic comedy.
All right. What's Vince's best movie?
Oof. Aquaman.
Yeah, well, right? I think Medellin will grow on people as the years go by, if anyone knows the inside reference to that. But, you know, probably Aquaman, you
probably,
know?
Yeah.
James Cameron does it right. He always does.
Well, Gatsby.
Yeah, Scorsese. I mean, Vince has worked with some pretty great guys. I mean, Peter Jackson.
Yes.
Gus Van Sant.
I would say it would be
Good question, though.
All right, Kevin, rate Doug and Dylan as employees out of 10.
Doug is an overachiever. Doug is a 10. Dylan, I'll be honest, Dylan's a 6.
He's Dylan a was six. A 6 until today. It's a negative 6 after this.
Dylan's a 6, but he does provide when he shows up in the big game. He delivers, which won't surprise me when he comes storming in here.
Yeah, he's a home run hitter.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Honestly, I'm not making excuses for Dylan. He loves you, dude. He does. Like, weirdly, he loves you. He wants to be here. I don't know what's happening.
I feel it. I feel the love.
He's showering Elon right now. I tell you, make sure you tell Kevin he wouldn't last 2 seconds with Tom Caulfield.
No, he would not.
Right.
His paycheck will be direct deposit. All right, listen, we got some Giants fans here, right? Who do we hate more, Eagles or Cowboys, between the two of you?
I got to say Eagles, because Jerry Jones, he gave us the stadium to shoot Entourage at, so I can't hate him after that, unfortunately.
Yeah,
so
Doug
Eagles
is always sure. Very – these are always very emotional. Like, and if it's connected to a favor, Doug will always root for you. Yeah, I'm kind of over the Cowboys. I think I probably hate the Cowboys more. I think they got a lot of leeway. Okay, it's that time of year again. The holidays are here. I know it's stressful. A lot of presents to get. You want to be original. You don't want to be boring. You don't want to be bland. Uncommon Goods is your secret weapon. Uncommon Goods is here to make your holiday shopping stress-free by scouring the globe for the most remarkable and truly unique gifts for everyone on your list. Whether you're shopping for your secret Santa or your entire family, Uncommon Goods knows exactly what they want. So here's a few things I was going through the website, a few things that I liked. You know, obviously I have an 18-month-old daughter and she's into the sensory thing. So right now she likes to put her hands in all kinds of things and she likes to, I'm getting her the exploding hand soap. I mean, it's great. They're like these bubbles. Kennedy will go in and squeeze them and boom, and it turns into soap. It's nice and safe. She washes her hands. So I like that, the exploding hand soap for Kennedy. But even the best part is for the love of my life, Zulai, I'm getting the desk chair wrap. She's always complaining how cold it is. So now she can sit in her office. She's working on Modern Muse. She sits in, she wraps herself up in this desk chair wrap. It's pretty cool. I know she's going to love it. She's super hard to buy for. So yeah, man, Uncommon Goods. You got to check it out. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/victory. That's uncommongoods.com/victory for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods. We're all out of the ordinary.
All right, the no huddle.
All right, thank you guys. That was like 6 minutes. So we didn't quite make it under 2 minutes. The answer's a little long, but we got good answers. So we
sorry
appreciate
about that.
It. And yeah, Kevin Dillon, thanks so much for coming on the show. Really appreciate it. You look great holding your award there. So I love. Did y'all just happen to have just a billboard of
you know, and it's been
there?
In the office, like, in because studio? We're used to him not showing up, so we have that.
Well,
know.
we've had it. Obviously, it's a joke, but as it turns out, it's appeared in about as many episodes. Yeah, he's in trouble.
I mean, Eli, what would you do if Deal didn't show up? Because he's like our Deal. He's supposed to, like, help us get to the finish line. What would you do if David doesn't show up for games? I mean, it's just horrible.
But so. He's more than that. He's our.
It's not even an option. Like, that never happens. You never have, like, you never think about someone just like, yeah, I didn't quite make it today, guys. I just, something popped up Sunday morning. I just, just couldn't quite make it to the game. So that's, that'd be interesting.
That's obviously, Hollywood.
Guys. Yeah, tell us a little about your podcast. You three are kind of traveling around, and
yeah, so
what's
we're
going
doing
there.
Yeah, we're doing Victory the podcast, which we're going to hit 10 million downloads pretty soon in the first 14, 15 months. And now we're doing these live podcasts. So we're going to be in Long Island at Huntington November 20th, and then in Westchester on December 3rd
at the Capitol Theater, and we're at the Wilbur in Boston on the 2nd.
But it's
and
pretty
feel
wild.
Feel free to if you want to be our special guest host.
Yeah, Eli, that could really get us to hug it out. If you showed up at Huntington, You know, because we need
in.
To sell
write
this out.
Write me in, and maybe I'll show. I'll be 50-50.
He doesn't have practice now. He's got nothing to hide.
No excuses.
I will
no
write excuses. You in. And Eli, we need you to read this scene with Dylan at some point. I mean, I was so excited about this. I was really going to get all of my angst
You're
from all the years
You're
going to
exercise
back.
Your demons yeah. with that scene today.
Yeah, I mean, it's actually, I
like the fact that you guys are just making fun yeah. of Dylan's golf game or lack thereof.
Sean and I will read it later. We'll do it together. Sean will be drama. I'll be myself, and we'll see.
I love it.
Have a little fun. But boys, thanks so much for coming on the show. We really appreciate it. Good luck with the podcast, and can't wait to check that out. And obviously, you know, big fans of the show and big fans of both of y'all. So really appreciate you being a part of this.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you so much.
All right. We need that from Eli.
Thank you.
All right, guys. All right. Thanks.
What's up, everybody? I'm hosting a new podcast, No Mercy, with Stephen A. Smith. That's No spelled K-N-O-W, Mercy. Listen as I pull back the curtain on all things beyond the world of sports. My No Mercy podcast will be 3 new episodes every week, making this podcast a great one to add to your weekly routine. On No Mercy, I'll be interviewing influential guests, outspoken celebrities, and thought leaders across the political, financial, and social spectrum. I'll be sharing my thoughts on social issues, politics, and beyond. The goal is to keep an open dialogue, of course. I want to spark your curiosity and give you answers from a different perspective. You know me. I'll give you my unbiased opinion on breaking news and entertainment stories that'll leave you motivated and informed. Don't worry. I'll always offer my comments about what's going on in the sports world, too. A No Mercy episode drops every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. No Mercy with Stephen A. Smith, a presentation of Cadence 13 and Odyssey Studio, available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcast.
Okay, wow. Super awkward interview with Eli Manning and his team. Man, that was brutal. Tough to listen to. Scotty, lots of weird audio dropouts, I guess because of the Zoom. It just felt like we were waiting on each other.
They had really high production value, and we were just on iPads, so I think the connection was a little slow. But yeah, super awkward.
Man, it just went from bad to worse to worse to worse. And listen, we talk about this all the time. You know, the mics are always hot. So when we sit down in the room to start recording, sometimes the mics are hot for 30, 60, 90 seconds, sometimes 5 minutes before we actually get to action where we start the podcast. And some of the stuff that gets caught on these microphones is pretty hilarious. We're getting ready to go. And I guess it's just myself, Doug, Dylan, and the crew here at Action Park Media in their natural habitat. So, yeah, let's roll a little clip of what goes on before the podcast actually starts.
Where Connelly's made it to half that bottle.
Light.
Tell me where. Tell me where the lens is.
Turn it towards the glass. No, towards the glass.
Which glass?
Like the glass of the studio.
Not my sunglasses.
Yeah.
The glass.
Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. Great. Perfect. Now bring it towards you. Oh, that's great.
What a director.
That's perfect place.
Kevin, where did you get that jacket? That is just unbelievable.
We're going to talk about all of this.
All right, rolling it is.
All right, welcome. Victory.
Wait, bro. Jesus Christ.
Hey, someone might see my bloodshot eyes.
By the way, we're using all this opening. Welcome. This is a special episode.
You know what?
This is St. Patty's Day.
I don't need my fucking notes either.
Victory of the podcast.
We don't need no fucking notes, bro.
Fuck those notes.
So let me just say one thing. We were supposed to come on, start drinking during the podcast. The Irishman had to have some drinks early, but we're here.
Let's start this over. Let's start this over. Back
you
want to
lead us in?
No.
Okay. All right. We're ready to go?
Yep.
Okay.
Shop. So let's do
10 minutes, 5
yeah,
minutes.
Yeah, 15. No, we want to do, see if we can get 15.
All right. We can
I get levels on everyone, please?
Check.
Whoa.
Everybody's level is very high.
What the hell happened?
Is that better?
Check.
Yes, much that's better.
Keep on giving me levels.
Check.
Hello.
Check.
Hello.
Check. Hello.
Check.
Hello. Right. Swanee River.
I'm rolling.
Moon River.
You know what that is?
Fletch. Oh, Fletch.
Remember when he's getting his prostate check? All right, we ready?
You like my mustache?
I do. I like it better than mine.
Did you donate yet?
As I said, I don't understand your link. I'd rather just give you cash
dude,
right
it's
here.
Just, you can't give me cash.
By the way, let's talk about this.
Let's do a swipe up.
I don't understand it.
You don't know how to do it. You don't understand.
You know, I have DMs from people that like, how do I donate? I don't know.
You click on my thing and you flip it. Right, and it's
so everybody
right there.
Just click on his thing, mustache.
Just flip it. Flip it. Swipe up.
I think you should keep this.
I like it.
Yeah.
And also, too, people, whatever, it's good for, we're going to talk about this. Let's roll.
I'm ready.
I'll do the victory, and then I'm going to say some, nice Coors Light.
Do Irish crickets, and I'll say, Kev, you know that today's episode, one of our main sponsors.
All right.
The Irish crickets, Coors Light. Yeah, we'll do that. Check.
10 days since symptoms first appeared. So you're
And I got over. I got about 20 as of tomorrow.
You're way good.
Oh, let me turn this off. Hey, by the way, I'm sending out subliminal messages here.
I'm Hawaii. Blind.
All
right, come on, let's think about it.
They're ready for us.
Let's do it before everyone wants to go to Hawaii.
Dude, everyone's going to want us more. Do you know how we're blowing up here? I'm being honest.
Is that right?
You're going to make fucking money,
dude. That was
crazy.
We just Tyson the other day.
I mean, we're fucking, we're growing by the second.
All right, Doug, bring us in.
Check.
Okay.
I mean, with Piven,
that could be good. I think it'd be great.
Only if he's willing to.
It's also good for you. It's a good little preview for this thing. We should bring him. We should get
him. We got a million.
Yeah, I think we're gonna be all right.
Nah, we'll see what's happening. All right, let's do this.
Hold on. All right, let me look over this.
You got your remote control here?
Yep.
Check.
Check.
1, 2, 3.
Check.
Check.
Yo.
1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3.
Irish crickets. All right, so, okay.
By the way, I love that Dylan's now become the billboard. He was so anti the clothing. Now he loves it.
Dylan's clothing?
Let's talk about that,
I'm all about it.
Dylan's like,
I've never
promise.
Been anti. I just feel like I like what you got going on here, and I like the Knicks thing, but I feel like we could step it up with the pythons, dude.
Like that shit.
Dude, I think he's juicing.
Doug, start your weird remote control. Here we go.
Okay.
Are we ready to roll?
I just leaned over. Hey, Doug, is that a yellow Hummer on your shirt there? It's like
it's Entourage. Victory merch from the 70s.
Nice.
Thank you, David.
Jesus fucking Dave.
Christ. Ed location, Action Park. So, Connolly, you don't want me to collaborate with you. You're not going to post this.
Yeah, collaborate.
Yes, you'll accept it?
Yes.
Okay, hold on. Let me fucking...
Hey, by the way, Kev, you got Rob Lowe's number, right?
I do not have Chad's
Okay,
number.
Then Doug, you have it.
No, I've never.
What?
The only time I ever spoke
let's
to
wait,
Rob.
Hold
Lowe.
On, let's talk about all this on the podcast.
Who did he say he had it?
Richard White's probably his agent, or used to be.
No, he's like he said. Oh, Doug, or maybe he's not. You don't have it.
I do not have it.
All right, we'll track him down. We'll talk about this.
Yeah, he tracked you down. I'm sure he tracked him down. Chad's number. Okay, who's ready?
Yeah.
We're all ready.
We talked about Chad, too. About how great he was in the movie.
And on the show.
Yeah.
Okay. Ready, boys?
Ready, Dave?
Did he say yes?
Ill-prepared back
no,
there,
he said
Dave?
Yes.
Oh, he did. Okay.
All right, let me just make sure I posted this on Dylan's.
Let me go see if I could find it.
Find what?
The post he was out there.
And Colin, just hit accept when you fucking get there. All right.
So yeah, that was just a small little sample size of what goes on. You know, we use ones where everybody's in a good mood. Sometimes where people are not in not such a good mood, they're fun to listen to, but out of context, maybe not good for air when Doug and Dylan or any combination of the three of us are threatening to kill each other. We keep it positive, but we got some doozies in there. But that was fun. And then lastly, you know, the funny thing, people are now asking, like, whatever happened to Irish crickets? You know, a lot of things happened to Irish crickets. Kennedy happened to Irish crickets. You know, I mean, it's Irish crickets is fun, but, you know, one Irish crickets leads to two Irish crickets, and then the podcast becomes, at times, unairable. But we did have some, and we'll do it again. We'll bring it back a little bit, but there was a stretch, man, where we were hitting the Irish crickets before every episode. In fact, we wouldn't do an episode without Irish crickets. So, yeah, let's do a little sample size of the origin of Irish crickets.
I'm Kevin Dillon. Victory!
All right, here. I'm in now this year, right? Here we go. Ready, Dillon? Oh.
Irish crickets.
Oh, wait. Oh.
Irish crickets.
Just keep going.
Got a little overflow going here.
I feel like it's a little bit of like making me feel like an outsider. I don't know if I have to bring some Jewish beer in here or
yeah,
what.
But why, Doug, why don't you? I mean, I'm not. You
all the cool kids are doing.
Dylan and I might drink a few too many beers at a given time, but maybe you could crack a social Irish crickets one day.
You know, next time I'm going to drink a beer with you guys.
And will you do Irish crickets?
I'll do Irish crickets.
Nice. All right.
Oh yeah.
Wait for me.
Irish crickets.
It's crazy. It's sweeping the nation. Irish crickets.
It is, huh?
I was actually supposed to have a beer with you guys today, but you know what? We'll do it next time.
You know what's funny? People telling me Dylan's didn't invent that. I mean, as if we were actually serious.
You know what? I really thought Dylan did invent it, and I'm going to stick to it. So
he
until
invented
someone
it in our world.
It wasn't me. I heard it from my brother, Tim.
All right.
Well, we've been saying it for years.
We have been.
Privately.
Yeah. Yes. Ready, Kev? Irish crickets.
Crickets.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that was a slow. My cricket took its time.
All right, Casey, you ready for some Irish crickets?
Irish crickets.
Oh, yeah.
Mine was still a long, drawn-out Irish cricket. I like that.
Oh, Irish crickets.
Ready for mine? Irish crickets. Click.
Irish crickets.
We don't have beers. We're trained to say Irish crickets, but we don't have beers.
You know what we do have, though?
I saw coffee.
Is that off-brand that we're drinking? Dylan's drinking a coffee and I'm drinking a water. Are we losers or is that acceptable, Doug?
You know what? I think it's acceptable, and it's a Sunday morning. We got going here. We got a special episode. We got Piven coming in. And,
yeah.
And by the way, we may not have beers, but you know what we do have, Connolly?
What?
Kevin Dillon.
We got
back.
Kevin Dillon is back.
Oh, that beautiful sound.
Irish crickets.
Irish crickets.
I like that you got the strength to open up that beer. Kevin's coming back from COVID.
I'm lucky I didn't rip the whole beer in half. I've got so much strength.
Ooga!
Figure out, mix it up a little bit there. Oh, Irish crickets.
And I'm in the studio with Irish crickets.
Yeah, look at you. Victory!
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
We're going to do Irish crickets.
Irish crickets.
Well, I just got to say, I mean, again, I'm not Irish. I don't claim to be Irish. I do love Irish people. I love the country of Ireland. But I've got 100 messages from people from Ireland who say Irish crickets is funny.
The people have spoken.
I believe they have.
The people have spoken, and they love Irish crickets.
Yes.
Can't let one or two
the
guys.
The people of Ireland are not offended. The whole country has no problem with Irish crickets.
It's just one or two whiners.
There was one jerk off who said it was racist, and it's not a race. Irish is not a race, okay? It's a nationality, and you're a fucking idiot, okay?
Right.
So
I've gotten strong support from the Irish crickets community.
And I am bringing it to the temples, the Jewish temples of the world. We're going to bring Irish crickets now.
I love
Jewish
it.
Jewish crickets.
Jewish crickets.
Jewish crickets.
Jewish crickets is see what happens when we play sports and no one cheers for us. Jewish crickets.
So, yeah, that wraps up an episode of Victory, the podcast, on a rainy day here in Los Angeles, which sounds weird to everybody out there. But in L.A., it's rainy, and it's weather is thunderstorms, and Dave is scared. He's got his hood on. He looks weird. And we just thought, you know, weather permitting, we didn't want to have people come out to the studio. So we cut together a little rainy day edition of Victory, the podcast. Thanks for listening.
Treasure, I'm gonna put a lock on it. Don't care what they say, I would be stupid to be my own in this bitch.
Andy Cohen here, letting you in on the best kept secret of cocktailing, Fresca Mixed. Classic Fresca taste, real spirits, zero sugar, and only 100 calories. Find the new vodka spritz variety pack or the tequila paloma near you at frescamix.com/buy.
Enjoy responsibly. Fresca is a trademark of the Coca-Cola Company. Fresca trademark makes 5% alcohol per volume vodka spritz vodka with natural flavors and artificial sweeteners. Tequila Paloma, tequila with natural flavor. All products for 12 fluid ounce average analysis, 100 calories, 0 grams protein, 0 grams fat. Carbs range from 1.3 to 1.6 grams.